Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, it's Jessica Easton Williams.
All right, thank you. And your zip code, please?
It's 24161.
All right, and thank you. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
I'm trying to find out. I just had these charges appear on my card about an hour ago. And I'm not familiar with them at all, so I'm trying to find out like what kind of company you are or what the charges could be for.
Okay, so we are a third-party call center. We do the customer service for multiple online vendors, but we do sell keto products.
Huh. Well, I bought two keto pills, two bottles of pills, and I paid the shipping and all that. That's been, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks ago. And then I just got charges this morning. I was charged $92 for something.
Okay, so it's for the product. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
It's 2912 Jasmine Road. It's JAS. MINE.
Okay, thank you. So I do see that was, and that was 2 weeks ago. That was March the 1st when you ordered the keto cleanse and the keto. The one of the
Yes.
shipping costs was $6.70. The other one was for $7.45. Now,
Yes.
those two products is only free to where you only pay the shipping cost for 14 days. If the customer doesn't cancel within the 14 days due to the terms and conditions that's listed on the website, then they are going to charge the full price for that product, which is $92.90. And then they will
Okay,
start to.
yeah, I never, they didn't show that on the ad that they had.
And then they will start to ship them out every 30 days as well if the customer still does not cancel.
Okay, well, I went through an ad to request that. So what website would I go to cancel it?
You can call, everything is canceled through us.
Okay.
Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
so you can go ahead and cancel that.
All right, so I understand you're wanting to go ahead and get the products canceled out this morning. Now, the keto product does help with appetite loss, weight loss. The cleanse does detox. We do have a 35% discount that goes towards future products if you wanted to stay as a customer.
No, I don't.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And would you be interested in a 50% discount? It'll still go towards our future products.
No, I only bought it because it said, through the limited time offer, that they were doing the 14-day trial for the shipping and handling. Nowhere on the ad did it say it was going to be reoccurring charges.
Okay, so when it says 14-day trial, that does mean that it's only a 14-day trial and you must cancel within that trial so it doesn't charge you for those products. The last offer they have for those two products is a 75% discount. Would you want to take advantage of that offer?
No, I don't want none of it.
Okay, all right. So I got it canceled, and whenever you're ready, I do have both of the cancellation numbers for you.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, the first one is going to be for the keto product. It's the letter C103312. And then for that cleanse, it's the letter C72366.
Okay, I got it.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful and safe day.
So are they still sending me another month's supply for the $100 they just took?
Now, that $92.90 they took out of your account was for one only for one of the products, which was the keto product. So it's not for another shipment. They actually charge you for the keto product. Now, they didn't charge you for that cleanse, which they usually do. But the account is now canceled, so they're not going to try to charge for that cleanser now, because usually they charge $92.90 and then $95.90 for each one of those products. But for some reason, they didn't charge you for the cleanse, so you did get, you know, by without having to pay for the cleanse, because, you know, there were 14 days of that trial. But it wasn't for another shipment. They charge you for the keto that you already had.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to dispute that, because, like, I didn't even get it from the website. I got it from an ad that had popped up, and nowhere on there did it say reoccurring or even get me to register. So, yeah, so I locked my card and disputed the transaction.
You already disputed the $92.90 charge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
because it didn't say what it was for.
Okay. Now, since you have already disputed that charge, Ms. Jessica, because when you do a dispute with your cardholders, they do also call in to this company. They do provide them with the information that you're providing to them to see if you place that order. Once they get the terms and conditions that the company sends over to them, they do chargebacks on their customer's account for doing, you know, disputes on charges that they did, you know, apply for, even if it was just for the trial and they didn't cancel. They still, you know, do chargebacks on that. Now, if you can call that with your bank on the line and they can verify that the dispute is dropped, then they'll give you a refund on that one that did come out of your account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I'm going to notate, and I notate your account that I did advise you to call back with your bank so you can get refunded, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you missed. Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy your day. Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.